Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor that will be assisting your account. May I please have your name?
Yes, Shani. My name is Janice Williams.
Give me just a second, Ms. Williams. Let me get your account pulled up here, okay?
Okay.
Confirm your address for me, Ms. Williams, so we make sure I have the correct account.
1337 Inverness Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44502.
All right. Give me just a second to look over the account.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for holding for me, Ms. Williams. I do have the account here. It was for the Wi-Fi booster that was ordered. I do show that you had a monthly subscription to our Factory Direct online savings store, but I'm showing you being canceled and also refunded for June.
Yeah, but I want my other because I was not aware of no membership by doing that. He said I was supposed to got a email from him every month, a gadget. I never got a Wi-Fi thing because I never got a coupon. I never got nothing from them. I don't even have, he said it's called gadgets. I'm looking at my emails now, and I don't have anything from this company. And I just didn't know why who was this taking this $56.95 out? So the bank gave me the number. I didn't have the number. The bank gave me the number. He said, you should have got email every month from Gadget and to get your Wi-Fi. I say, sir, I don't have, what is the name of the email site? He said, it's Gadget. I haven't got that. I haven't got anything from them.
Okay.
Only thing I just noticed was they was taking $56.95 out of my account. And they done took it for 3 months.
Okay. This account originated back on January the 15th this account started on January the 15th when you ordered the Wi-Fi booster for $7.45 and you also paid the $3.99 for the protection warranty. There were some terms and conditions with the offer that listed if you did not cancel out your Factory Direct Savings membership within 48 hours, it does charge you monthly the membership fee. And with that membership fee, it does send a $125 gift card voucher to your email every month that you're enrolled so you can log into the online store and purchase similar items. The email that I have on file is sexymomajn@gmail.com. Is that your email?
Yes, ma'am, and that's why I'm looking for y'all's store, but I haven't received anything from the store.
Okay, well, I am showing that those emails have been sent. The first email was sent in January, and then you've gotten an email every month after that with your membership.
No, I haven't because I'm looking, ma'am. I'm looking all the way back. I'm going all the way back, and I'm in June. I'm still in June. I'm going all the way back because I'm going to go all the way back to January because I didn't get no email from this place.
Well, what you can do is type in $125 gift card in your search bar to see if it'll pull that email without you having to go through all of them.
Okay. Let me try that then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I'm sure I've been scrolling up ever since I talked. $125.
Mm-hmm.
Just write up $125 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
It says searching, but ain't nothing come up. No results found. That's what my email, that's what my thing is saying.
Well, what I can do for you is I can get with the processing department to resend those emails to you. I am showing that they were sent, however.
Well, I sure, because I don't even have the Wi-Fi booster. When was I supposed to get to? Who was supposed to send that?
That was sent out in January.
I never got it. Where was I supposed to get it from?
It was. It would have been delivered by the United States Postal Service.
Okay. I think I got beat then.
Well, let me place you on a brief hold, Ms. Williams. What I'll do, being that you said that you didn't receive the Wi-Fi booster and also the gift card information, I can get to the processing department to have them resend both for you.
To resend it?
Yes, ma'am. I am showing it was confirmed delivered, but I can get a reshipment out to you. It won't be an additional charge for you.
But I won't get the other two $56.95 payments back.
What I can do for you, though, as a courtesy, is I can issue a full refund for your May charge, being that your account is canceled.
Can we say that again?
I can issue a refund for your May charge for $56.95.
Okay.
That'll so bear with me too, just a moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Give me just another moment, Ms. Williams, okay?
Okay, all right.
No, it was about to.
All right, I did get your May charge refunded. Also, your June charge was already refunded with the previous agent. Those two refunds will take 3 to 5 business days. I sent over to the processing department to reship your Wi-Fi booster and also resend you your gift card information, okay?
Okay, so I don't get the booster then, right?
No, you're still going to get it. I told the processing department to reship it for you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope. That's it. You did well. I really appreciate this.
You're very welcome.
I didn't know what it was. I swear I didn't, because I haven't got nothing from y'all. I would have knew, you know, had a general idea what was going on. I didn't have no. I just seen this money come out of my bank. I said, what is this? It wasn't none of my bills. I didn't know what it was. I called the bank. They gave me a number. I said, well, give me the number so I can call and see what's going on, because I don't know what this is. And she said, well, if you want to fight it, you're going to have to close your account and all that. I said, well, let me call first and see what they're going to do, because I don't know what this is. But I've never got no booster.
Okay.
And let's go on the emails. I've been looking for the emails. I ain't got none. And they said no results found.
All right. Well, we got everything squared away for you.
And I thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
It.
And thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.